Our New Testament reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 through 14. Examine yourselves to see whether you are living in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test, I hope you will find out that we have not failed. But we pray to God that you may not do anything wrong, not that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may do what is right, though we seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we are weak, and you are strong. This is what we pray for, that you may become perfect. So I write these things while I am away from you, so that when I come, I may not have to be severe in using the authority that the Lord has given me for building up and not for tearing down. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is the word of our Lord. Today, as we celebrate Father's Day, I thought it was only appropriate to show a video since we saw a video on Mother's Day. It is a cute video that reminds us how important dads are to us in our lives. They are someone who has spent years raising us, taking care of us, keeping us safe and loving us, brightening our days with their smiles, and always willing to listen to our fears and our problems. This video did a nice job of capturing some of the key elements that fatherhood entails, like reading stories or fixing anything and everything, or helping with homework problems. But I think that we can add a few things to that list as well, like teaching us to ride a bike, or to repair things around the house, or teaching us how to fish or drive a car. Regardless of our age, there is always an appreciation for our fathers deep within our hearts. So on Father's Day, we thank all the fathers for this, and all the men and the male figures in our lives who have done these things and who have had a great influence on us. We celebrate all the men who have loved us and cared for us, supported us and encouraged us. We celebrate our uncles and our grandfathers, our great-great-grandfathers, our brothers, or perhaps a husband, or anyone that you are grateful for and appreciate. In the list of qualities delineated in the video, I thought most of them were accurate to what fatherhood entails. However, the very last one stood out the most. The list concluded by saying that the most important quality of all is a father's yearning to do God's will. And out of all the things a father or male figure in our lives teaches us or exemplifies to us, his desire to do God's will truly is the most important and the most influential, because that is the whole reason we have been created. Our extensive reading from Genesis this morning reminds us of that. And just as a side note, the reading from Genesis was part of the selected lectionary, so I did not personally subject you to such a lengthy reading. But Jane did a wonderful job reading that, despite all the noises that tried to interrupt us. I do think that hearing the full narrative of the creation story this morning was very appropriate for today, as it reminds us that God is the creator and author of this entire world and everything that is in it. It reminds us that all we see and do is because God created it. All we feel and touch is because God orchestrated it. And it reminds us that we were all created in God's image. We were created by God in the likeness of God with a divine plan and a purpose for our lives. We were created by God with this divine purpose, which is to do the will of God. Depending on which book of the Bible you are reading at this particular time, then God's will for our lives may vary. But as we tease out what God's will for our lives is from the book of 2 Corinthians, then we can clearly see that God's will for our lives consists of three things. One, we are to agree with one another, which means we live as a unified community. Two, we are to live in peace, which means not only receiving peace, but extending peace to others. And three, we are to greet one another with a kiss. In other words, we are to demonstrate acts of love towards one another. According to Paul, God's will for our lives means we live as a unified community, offering peace and extending love to those we interact with. Now, this sounds pretty ideal and picturesque, but the fact of the matter is that this is a very hard thing to do all the time. Last week, we discussed the historical background of the Church of Corinth at the time that Paul was writing this letter to the Corinthians. You may recall me talking about how divided the church of Corinth was, which prompted Paul's letter to them. They were divided on political issues, sexual ethics, who would be receiving the Lord's Supper and who wouldn't be receiving the Lord's Supper. And you may recall me discussing their behaviors towards one another. They were at odds. They were at each other's throats to the point that they were suing one another in court. This community of believers in Corinth was not living as a unified community or extending peace or love towards one another. In fact, they were doing quite the opposite. And it is a representation of the conflicts that continue to exist and permeate in our societies. It's a representation of the conflicts within our churches today and the personal conflicts that we experience in our own lives. It is difficult for us to live in unity with others all the time, and to offer peace and extend love. There are certain debates in life that will occur which make it difficult for people to be in agreement. And there are certain conflicts that arise which make it very difficult for us to choose to extend love or to demonstrate peace towards someone, especially during a heated debate. But as Christians, we must bear in mind that the whole reason we have been created is to do God's will, which means we rise above the situation at hand and we embody this task. We rise above the situation at hand and we agree with one another, or we agree to disagree. And we rise above the situation and we offer peace and we extend love to those we are interacting with. Fatherhood is a prime example of this. I can think of numerous occasions when I inadvertently tested my father's ability to rise above the situation at hand and to demonstrate peace and love towards me, particularly during those times when I would accidentally destroy his things, like when I accidentally drove the riding lawnmower into the side of the house. I could see the frustration bubbling up as he surveyed the damage that I had caused. But the words that came out of his mouth were, "Well, I'm glad you're okay." Or when I had just returned from a 2-day-long field trip, and I was so excited to see him, and I was running towards the car, and I swung the car door open with so much force that it nailed the car beside us, and it left a 3-inch-long scratch all the way down to the metal. That one resulted in a higher insurance premium for my father to pay. But his words at that particular time were, "You need to be just a little bit more careful." And he gave me a big hug and welcomed me home. Inevitably, throughout life, situations will arise which test our abilities to offer peace and to demonstrate love and to live as a united community. But this is what we were created to do, and how we are intended to live and interact with others. We were created by God in his divine image with a plan and a purpose, which is to do the will of God, which means that we live in agreement with one another. We live in peace with each other, and we demonstrate love to those that we interact with. And during those times when our abilities to rise above the situation are being tested, or when it feels like it may take everything within us to agree with someone or offer peace and extend that love, then remember and trust that our triune God envelops us and equips us so that we can. Remember that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit make it possible for us to rise above any situation so we can do the will of God. Amen.